Now, what the significance of this is, we shall see presently. First of all, I want to point out that this sort of symbolism, if you like, this plant symbolism, flower symbolism, is much more common in Buddhism, in the Buddha's teaching, than is generally supposed. If we go back to the time of the Buddha's enlightenment, or rather to the time immediately after the Buddha's enlightenment, if we go back to the time when, out of compassion, he decided not to keep the truth he had discovered to himself, but to make it known to other living beings, if we go back to that period, that incident, then what in the scriptural records do we find? We find that after he had made his great decision, after he had decided out of compassion that he would teach, that he would make known the truth, that he would share with others his own vision of reality, he looked out over the world, we are told, and he saw the whole mass of humanity in a sort of vision. And how did he see them? In what form did he see them? We are told, according to the text, that he saw them just like a great bed of lotus flowers. He looked out over the whole world, he saw the whole human race, and they seemed to him just like plants, just like lotus plants. In other words, he saw them as being in different stages of development. And the text goes on to say that he saw that quite a lot of these lotus plants were sunk deep in the mud, that they hadn't yet come to the surface. They were deep down in the water, not only deep in the water, but right deep down in the mud. You could hardly see their buds, they were so submerged. But that there were other lotus plants that had begun to grow, that had come to the surface, that had started lifting the tips of their buds, at least, above the surface of the water. And again, there were other lotus plants which stood free of the water, which had started to unfurl their petals. And there were just a very, very few that were on the point of bursting into bloom. So that right at the beginning of the Buddha's career, right at the beginning of the Buddha's ministry, we see this very beautiful picture. We see this very beautiful vision, according to which the human race is seen in these plant terms, as it were, as being in different stages of development, different stages of growth and unfoldment.